Pacific Media Radio Network, John and Gordy in the morning filling in for, what is her name?
Maggie Dawn. That's Will you get her right?
Yeah. Well, I know. Jeez. I know. And that music is from Bubba Hotep.
Okay. Bubba Hotep. Oh, okay.
Great movie.
Yeah.
It's
a fun film.
I'm Maggie the producer. Back
tomorrow. That's Jacob over here.
Don't pay
attention. We're visiting with the...
I didn't see him before. Now I see his picture up there. Okay.
We're here with Pete Schwabe.
With my camera angle there? I look like I'm on Mount Rushmore or something. Like I'm looking up and looks like a 1970s graduation picture or something. Like
yeah. It's so weird. Yeah. Pete Schwabe is with us. He'll be on the air after we're done here and with Nightlight.
We're trying to find out a little bit more about Pete, you know, kind of the TV shows he watched when he was younger. Again, Starsky and Hutch, which is great.
I don't think my parents actually allowed me to watch that when it was first on, believe it or not, because it was like...
Too violent?
Or too edgy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's network TV, but, you know, I don't know. But I would watch it at a friend's house.
What about comedies? What were you watching as a kid on TV? Were you
You know, my parents would put on, like, the Carol Burnett Show, Bob Newhart. That was, like, Saturday night.
Good stuff.
Maybe MASH.
Right,
Yeah.
So I grew up kind of not really understanding Bob Newhart, but... Mm-hmm. You know, I lived in Chicago, so I like when you get off the L. I should probably like this show.
Yeah, right. What part of Chicago did you grow up in?
The northwest side, about 3 miles west of Wrigley Field, right after Kennedy.
I was out in the burbs in Wheaton.
Yeah, that's Warfield, right.
Yeah.
And you met our friend who was on my show,
John Davies.
John Davies.
Yeah.
He was a great guest.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, and we all, you know, and we went to school with the Belushi brothers, so that was kind of the big deal later on. You know, we didn't realize it at the time. They were just a couple of knuckleheads. John Belushi was in my sister's class, the class of 67, Wheaton Central High School.
Wow.
And Jim Belushi was a year behind me, and so he would have been in the class of 72.
Gordy's still bitter about not being in the movie.
Bitter and angry,
They could have called.
Yeah.
I coached Jim Belushi's kid at a downtown... like sports club. It was my college job.
Yeah.
Robert Belushi, and he went on to become an actor.
Yeah.
And Jim would show up at the games, and I was like, oh man, I should get him my headshot or something. Yeah. Like, thank God I didn't do that.
I know. Yeah.
Give him weird look or whatever.
Right.
Nice enough guy.
So you grew up in you know, Chicago proper, Northwest Side.
Yeah.
Near Wrigley.
Yeah.
Were you a Cubs fan?
I was.
Okay. Still. You can admit it.
No, right. I am. It's hard to, you know. It's weird because I feel like as a Cubs fan, after 2016, I just don't care. I got to see something my grandpa didn't get to see in his whole life.
Yeah.
So I'm like, whatever. I don't care. This is the bonus round.
Whatever happens.
You know, I cheer for them, and I want them to win.
But, you know, they've got the Brewers manager.
Yes.
So, you know, there's a lot of tension there.
Brewers are doing okay, though.
They're doing pretty good.
First place, right?
Yeah. By the way, they lost last night, which means no one got a George Webb burger, a free burger.
No.
Yeah.
That's a true sports fan.
Yeah.
The guy is pissed off. He didn't get it.
So how'd you make your... So you went from Chicago to L.A. or Chicago to where?
No, we went... Well, I went from Chicago to Marinette in junior high.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad was an attorney, and he wanted to do trial work. So he kind of became like Atticus Finch. You know, we moved up to Marinette.
Okay.
I still don't quite understand how they picked Marinette, Wisconsin out of... It's like one of those Navin Johnson moments in The Jerk where you just open the atlas and point. But... You know, I'm glad they did. I met my wife up there. We were home for a summer during college, and we met. And we decided when we left L.A. that was a good place to go because we had parents there. And the kids would go there on holidays, and they liked it. So, so we've been back there now for a while. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, could you, you know, give us a little hint about your question tonight?
Yes, our question,
of the night. Okay.
This is a Conrad Krieger question.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And or his family, I should say. They said, "Hey, tell Pete he should do this question."
Okay.
It's Conrad related.
Now you
Conrad's
have to.
The middleman. So if you hate the question, don't hurt Conrad.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
So what is it?
It's where does up north start in Wisconsin?
That is a great question.
Yeah. That is.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I don't even know where. I think I'm up north. I think Marinette is northeast, but it's north for sure.
I'm sure you're up north. No doubt about that.
Well, Portage, which is not that far north of here.
Yeah.
Their sign, their slogan is where the north begins. And I don't believe that at all. Portage is, you know. better than
Sun Prairie, though.
15 miles from here. Yeah.
Wisconsin was north for you, being in Chicago. For me, I'm from Milwaukee, so north for me was anything above 94, Highway 94.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Even the north side of Milwaukee?
Yeah. Yeah, it was you know, no one knew what was up there. You know?
You're up in Shorewood?
Germantown? I don't know where that is. You know, I don't know.
That's wild.
Yeah. It was crazy.
I love Milwaukee. My parents both went to Marquette, and that's where they met. And my mom's family moved to Milwaukee when she went to college. The Murphy, Pat Murphy, my uncle.
Oh, really?
No relation.
Oh.
Is not a good manager either, but a good guy. So anyway, yeah. So I love Milwaukee. It's
and Jeff Cicero, you have him booked as a guest pretty soon, so we can have a little family reunion.
listen, pal. I want to tell you something, John. Yeah. You said you're related to Jeff. You said maybe we could do a family thing because the families hadn't talked in a long time. So I floated that out there to Jeff. Not a peep. I have not heard a word. I don't know what the heck happened in your family.
He's not going to admit that he knows you. He's forget about it.
It's crazy. I don't understand this, you know. Because our parents always had family get-togethers, and we got so used to it, and we hated it as children. Now, as an older person, I'm thinking, you know, wouldn't hurt to get together every once in a while, right? And,
absolutely.
I don't know.
He's a great guy, Jeff.
He really is.
Does he live in L.A.? Is he out there?
Yeah. I think he's still out there.
Emmy-winning writer, wrote for Dennis Miller. I think he wrote for The Tonight Show, performed on The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
Just a really good guy. Loves Wisconsin. Sports team. Larry Sanders. Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a running joke on Larry Sanders about his name.
He always got bumped.
He was the guy they can't play. We'll book him back.
Yeah, that's right. That's great stuff.
Well, hopefully you guys can connect someday.
Well, I'm relying on Pete to do
this. I got
to
find more guests because of John. I don't know.
Well, guess what? You're on in about 5 or 6 minutes. So we got to wrap things up. But Pete Schwab, thanks for being with us.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you. Right.
Break a leg tonight. We'll listening on our way home.
All right. I hope so.
And that's going to do it for John and Gordy filling in for Maggie Dawn. She'll be back tomorrow.
I'm going to hop in my EV
and
make it home.
All right. Pete Schwabe is next on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a good night.